Track 4, 1.3, Benefits of Focusing on the Whole Journey. In 2015, there were 4.3 million Australians with disability, representing 18.3% of the population, Australian Bureau of Statistics 2015. Around half of Australians aged 65 years or more reported having disability. Given Australia's growing and ageing population, the number of people with disability will continue to increase. People with disability are more likely to experience social and economic disadvantage because of more limited opportunities to earn income and the high cost, in proportion to their income, of their housing, travel, medical and other needs. In many cases, disability restricts people from driving a private vehicle, either through physical or cognitive ability, or the lack of economic resources to own and operate a car. For many people, the perceived or real inaccessibility of public transport leaves them reliant on family or friends, or particular types of public transport such as the taxi system, and the increasingly popular rideshare. This reliance on others to drive them where they want to go affects their ability to participate independently in many social, economic, or cultural aspects of the community. Access to public transport opens up opportunities for personal empowerment, social inclusion, and community participation. People can choose to travel to see friends and family and participate in social and cultural activities or other initiatives such as training or education. Accessible public transport allows individuals to travel based on their requirements, such as cost, time of day, urgency of travel, length of the journey, interchanges, etc., rather than having to rely on private transport options. Public transport is cost-effective for individuals and the economy. Improving the accessibility of public transport can promote more efficient transport decisions by individuals and increase the customer base as more people are able to travel for work, business, or study. This improves productivity and supports a stronger economy.